Hey Jeff, this is Rob C. from the Down in a Heap podcast. Just wanted to drop you a line to let you know that I've been enjoying your podcast and even more, been enjoying Gary's Appendix number 1, which I found at my local friendly game store a while back called The Source in St. Paul, Minnesota. And and recently discovered that you were doing a new Kickstarter here, so I'm happy to have support of that to get issues 2, 3, and the Fane of the Fly God. And I am trying to give you some love on my podcast. I did a review of Gary's Appendix number 1 a couple episodes ago, and I highlighted your Kickstarter. So hopefully you'll get a little traffic your way, trying to kick in with whatever I can do. So hope you're well. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, Rob, thanks for calling in. And thanks for the review of Gary's Appendix in your podcast. I really do appreciate it. You are the first person to leave a call. Took me a little bit to figure out how to retrieve a call because they just don't make that straightforward in the Spotify podcasters. I was at Gen Con and I could not figure out how to get it, listen to it on my app. It took me a long time to Google to show how to be able to get it on the website. And strangely enough, the way to listen to it is you have to create a new podcast in order to access the calls, which is absurd as far as user interface. But you know what? It is what it is. So anyway, thanks for the review. Going through the Gary's Appendix, and even with the talking about the deities, those were actually the backstory reason those were added is because when I created the berserkers, not created, when I fell into berserkers, I tied them into various regions, religions. And so then once I did that, I felt I better also just include the deities as well. So that's the reason behind that. And also the reason I do try and drive people towards the Kickstarters because I discount everything for the Kickstarter so that people continue to back Kickstarters. So if you're looking at prices for anything that I do, it's always beneficial for people to back a Kickstarter, because if it's not on the Kickstarter, it's going to be on backer kit. So even for $1, you'll save more than $1 if you're wanting to buy something. But anyway, I really do appreciate the support. I really do appreciate the review. I do also listen to your podcast. You talked about the planet Eris, which was a setting that I really do enjoy. I started a campaign and I turned it over to another person. And it's continued to grow and go. So anyhow, I'd love to talk about that sometime. Also, yeah, your podcast, and for those that don't know about the Down in a Heap, there's a number of podcasters in the old school, the OSR. I'm not sure what the acronyms mean. I guess we can all debate that. But so Rob joins kind of a circle of friends. And the nice thing is about this group is that if you are a podcaster or a person just wants to call in, people call in and they answer, and that's pretty much a standard feature, but it's a very common thing that people will interact with podcasts rather than just listen to them. So in general, a lot of the shows will include comments from previous episodes. Rob C's is like that as well. And so anyway, he's got a delightful podcast. You know, it's come up my feed multiple times. And the reason I think I didn't listen before is because I assumed you were somebody different. And there's another podcaster who is a good Job I had listened to. And it was just his delivery was just a little too slow for my liking. But actually, your show is quite well done, Rob. So if people are looking for feeding the OSR, or scratching the OSR itch by podcasts where people discuss and talk about various topics related to that and reviewing products related to that, Down in a heap is a perfect place to go. And I will likewise send, I'll put his podcast in the show notes. Anyway, thank you, everyone. Until next time, keep on rambling.